What harm can we do you on our knees? Every month we double over in pain for we. You call it disgusting, unnatural, you shave us clean. Strip us to the bone until we have none. Skin to skin to hair and teeth and breath too hot to breathe, you thrust and sweat and hiccup until no is no more than she. Cold and small, left for we. Cheapened by a blood run expectancy, and you say to yourself, I am alone. The female voice is a burden to you, with all its heavy-hearted sorrow and starving need that clings to the cheeks and the mouths of we, so even a whisper cannot seep, and you blame us for your problems. Throw us into boxes labeled fat, skinny, sexy, ugly, slutty, bitchy. Ship us across the seas, too far apart to see that we've stayed quiet, for we are. Belittled, objectified, over-sexualized, force-fed the words, my fault, our fault, unable to swallow their falsity, we are temptresses, whores, holes, with that tears, that burned skin, that is our only protection against the night that breeds, we are but one thing in his eyes, but please, what harm can we do you on our knees? Scuffed, scratched, and scarred from the burden of everything that we cannot see, always looking up and unable to look forward, too shamed to say, we need. Bearing all of we on each of our shoulders. Needing a language through eyes instead of eyes, and you don't understand the word no. We kick, we push, we plea, and you do your thrusting and leave. Us, blamed for your problems. We who cannot bow our chained necks forward, your conscience has turned its back on you, bent and unable to hold on to any light seen through unyielding eyes glaring. You are alone. You. Too frightened to feed off of anything bigger than your own ignorance, a failing attempt to reach you, us, we. When I have a daughter of my own, I will nurse her to life with the words of we, who have the strength to survive even though all we've been fed is lies, so we stay small enough to be placed in palms ungracious. I will tell her that when she is older, and if you approach her, with twitchy hands and sweat on your lip, to look at you in those eyes too weak to speak, and speak. That there is no I, only we. So then she will not need to kick and plea, because you will crumble to your knees.